Should we do a clap test?
Yes, Jamie, honestly, you're brilliant.
Thank you.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I didn't do it. I like literally didn't clap because you glitched. You glitched, you stopped, and I paused. I'm so sorry. Can you? I'm so sorry.
I literally was like, is the delay
because
bad?
You okay, froze. Ready?
1, 2, 3.
We fill it,
so you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine,
spill tea. Hey everybody, I'm CJ.
And I'm Jamie, and this is Drink Wine, Spill Tea.
Drink Wine, Spill Tea. The podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea.
Featuring our lovely, handsome, and mildly stupid guest, my BB Bubba, Matt.
I'm back again.
Okay, that would have been the perfect opportunity to do the Jan.
Oh, I'm back again.
Ugh, idiot. We also have our other very special guest, Tater Bathiani, who you can't hear, but he's chewing on my carpet right now, and that's my doggy.
He's the cutest little thing. Jamie and I agree. He looks literally like a stuffed animal.
Yes, so cute.
So I literally just got him, not that anybody asked, but I just got him yesterday. It's been a long time coming. I know that we've been talking about me getting a dog since literally last May, but my dad was talking to the same breeder that we got one of our mini golden doodles from, and she literally texted him the other day, like on what day was it? Like,
was it like a Tuesday?
Yeah, it was like Tuesday, and she was like, I thought of your son because I know that he's been wanting one, and we had a cancellation. Does he want this dog?
So wild.
And sent a picture of Tater, and I was like, no questions asked. Yes, absolutely. So I flew home Sunday, and then we drove to Indiana, picked him up Monday, and then I flew back today.
And now he's kind of sick.
Yeah, and now I think I have a cold, which I was nervous at first, of course, that it was, like, COVID, but because they're, like, breakthrough cases, and that's scary, but I tested twice, and it's not. I just think that I have a cold, but it's definitely not fun.
No, that sucks, but I know that, like, a lot of people are sick right now.
It's just, like, weird. Like, honestly, like, I feel worse right now than I did when I had COVID.
Interesting.
Yikes.
Yeah.
We were like, yikes.
Yeah, no comment. Yikes.
Are you saying yikes as in because you're like...
I don't know. I just feel like you feeling worse when we don't know what it is, but it's
sorry,
not COVID.
Sorry.
It's like,
I guess I should clarify is that like, that's how mild my COVID case was, is what I'm saying.
You did lose your sense of taste, though, which is...
Yeah, I get, but that wasn't like a, like that, I feel like I didn't have any like flu-like symptoms when I had COVID. Like the only thing that I did was lose my sense of taste. Like this feels more like I have a sore throat and like a cough.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about me, even though I'm the star. Excuse Jamie, me. How are you?
I'm doing good. This month is really busy for me and I'm just like trying to get through it like one thing at a time. But once this month is over, I'm going to be happy. So I'm a little stressed, but otherwise I'm doing dandy. Matt, how are you?
I feel really good. Trying to find another job.
Where?
I don't know. I actually texted the family that I nanny for that moved to Connecticut. And she was like, oh my God, like, I'll hook you up. Like, what's the ideal, like, nanny gig that I could possibly, like, you know, blast you on all the Upper West Side mom groups? And I was like, this day, this time, these off days, these benefits, plug and chug.
Wait, you should text
that fierce mom?
That mom that asked for your number.
I know. Well, she texted me and she's not back until the fall.
Oh, okay.
They're in summer camp. Sleepaway camp, excuse me, New Yorkers. They just send their kids to sleepaway camp, I guess, for the summer.
Yeah, both my parents did it. But
they said, get out.
Yeah. Did you do that when you were a New Yorker?
No. No.
Was it a Jewish sleepaway camp? No, no, like, shade, just curiosity.
I never did a sleepaway camp. I think my, oh my God, I might be wrong. I think my dad's was. But my grandma has all the letters that my dad wrote to her at sleepaway camp, and they're very funny.
Wait, I want you and CJ to do, like, a reading of those letters episode.
But I'll do it as my grandma, because the last time I saw her, she was here, I was like, oh, yeah. And out of nowhere, she turns to me and she goes, you know, your grandfather was a beautiful man and a wonderful lover. So I'll have to, like, do it in that kind of...
Oh, my God. Wait. I kind of want a bigger committed, like... one or two liners of your grandma. Like, what would she be? What would she say?
My dead one or my alive one? My dead one is got the best one-liners. My alive one's pretty fucking funny, too. Okay, I got one. I'll do one of the dead one. I was in the car.
What's her name?
Lillian Moskowitz. And I said shit.
Oh, my God.
I said shit.
That's literally, isn't that the name of the girl in The Princess Diaries?
Yes. Yes, it is. That is verbatim her name. I was in the car. I said shit. And she goes, ugh, I'm in the car with a bunch of perverts. And I was like, what do you think a pervert is, Grandma? And she goes, whatever you make of it. And I was like, okay. So that's my dead one. My alive one is like, you know, at the nursing home, I have my two boyfriends. They really don't satisfy me sexually. They're both in a wheelchair and one has dementia. Ugh.
Oh, my God. And what's her name?
Eleanor.
Eleanor?
Yeah.
Honestly, go off, Eleanor. She gets two boyfriends.
She had three, but the good one moved away. Anyways, let's get to the real point. enough of these hoes. Okay, so we've gathered you here today to discuss Grey's Anatomy Season 6 finale. We did it. We're finally here. And we're going to dive into it.
Matt is finally here. I have watched that finale probably 4 or 5 times. Jamie, how many times have you watched it?
I think I've watched it about 3 because, and let me tell you why. That was the very first episode of Grey's Anatomy I ever saw where I was like, oh, I'm hooked. I should watch the show. So then I watched the show, I watched that finale, and then I just watched it again last night.
Oh my God. That was the first episode you watched?
Yeah, that's what did me in. But I want to ask.
Honestly. It might be one of the first episodes that I've watched too, only because it was like, for some reason, when my mom watched it before I went back and watched it all the way through on my own, I only ever watched like the really dramatic finales with her. Like, I would like go into her room to see what she was doing, and she, for some reason, was watching the Grey's Anatomy finale. And I would be like, what's this? And I would like lay down in bed and watch it with her, and she'd be like, oh my gosh. So. Denny is blah 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 blah. and like she would like give me the tea, and that's the reason I am the way I am.
Thanks, Cindy.
I wanted to ask.
I'm obsessed.
Matt, what are your overall impressions of Grey's Anatomy thus far? Like, I want to like get your feelings of the show first before we get into this drama.
Totally. I mean, number one, like I'm obsessed with Karev's journey. I'm also obsessed with Christine's journey. I keep calling her Christina.
No, it is Christina.
Oh, crap. I always do this. I literally do this, and I'm not even kidding. Like, it is such a, like, it's not even an inside joke. It's just plain stupidity. But CJ's always like, why is she not, why are you adding or subtracting the last letter? And I was like, I think it's because we have this conversation. So every time I'm about to say her name, I'm like, before I do it. But anyway, I'm
one
obsessed
more time.
Like really nervous. I'm obsessed with her. I was over spoilers, over Denny and over the blonde.
Izzy.
Like
blonde.
Yeah.
Over it.
We were done with her.
And right. Obviously, like I respect the shit out of George. I'm a little disappointed, again, spoiler, about his releasing of Grey's Anatomy. I don't know who is your followers, but like I can't
death.
Be that guy. Okay, well,
oh my God, did you hear me?
CJ just said death.
Death.
A demon literally made sure to that. It's probably your dead grandma coming back.
She's well, fucking CJ, remember when we did that tarot reading and then for my body card I pulled the death card?
So yeah.
That's okay. Death can also be like new life or like redoing.
It was because
life.
I had a hernia and didn't know at the time.
It meant that Jamie was dying.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a rough
that, one. That's a...
But now I feel like I'm dying, so...
Well, your anyway.
Turn. Anyways, back to you, Matt.
Okay, yeah. So, George, I definitely obviously identify with him the most. Everyone always says that I'm George. If I was on the show, I'd be George. And I'm just, like, really excited about it. But now that I'm so in it, and now that I know there's a billion seasons, he's dead. So when I George. Watch it, I'm literally like, okay, well... I want someone else. And then they're like, you're kind of Arizona. But I'm not Arizona at all.
You are a little bit Arizona. You're just not as much Arizona as I think that your roommate said you were.
That's
and
true.
And set it up for you to think that you were.
Are right. you like a and George I just agreed with an Arizona
because I
rising?
Wanted you to know.
Yes.
I would honestly say like an Arizona
moon.
A moon.
Moon. It's the feelings. I function in my heart like Arizona.
Yes.
But I also, oh my God, speaking of Arizona, Cali, amazing. Love.
I'm obsessed.
Unreal.
And then like, I could also like go to court for this. I'm sure someone would sue me for saying it, but like, I'm over Meredith Grey. I'm over her.
Everyone's over Meredith Grey.
I also.
That's like the theme of watch. You can't watch Grey's Anatomy if you aren't over
good
Meredith
point.
Grey.
Good point. She also got this new haircut in season 7 where they just were like, let's give her bangs.
Bangs.
And I'm like, she looks like a troll.
The 11th commandment. Thou shalt not get bangs.
Literally though, I'm like, you're a grown ass woman and you have bangs. Just please stop. That was kind of mean.
Yeah.
If you have bangs out there and you're an adult, you can have them, but Meredith shouldn't.
No, you can't.
Anyway, that's kind of how I feel. Oh, I obviously love Dr. Bailey. I'm over the chief.
Ugh.
I'm the chief.
Richard Weber.
Yeah.
This is my hospital.
See, your sickness is allowing you to do that way better.
I know.
Okay, are you a fan of Lexi? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lexi's actually grown on me because, you know, whenever she was introduced, I was like, this is annoying. She's annoying. She loves her dad. She's, I will say, after season 6, she has grown on me. Mm-hmm. But in season 6, her being like, sorry, what?
I love Lexi. Go on.
Oh, I was just saying, like, in season 6, her being like, I'm so scared. Oh, my God. Like, I was like, girl.
There was a gun held to her.
I know, but not like
what
how.
What would you have done?
I don't know, but honestly, Matt's fucking Meredith, I would have been like,
shoot me.
Go ahead. For the love of my life.
Wait.
No,
we'll go through the episode, like, from the beginning, like, over to that point. You want, let's
play by play.
Yeah. Let's.
My ass, the love of his life, would have been sitting there like, yeah, shoot him.
CJ would have been like,
for the love of his life,
honestly,
like, shoot me instead, and I'd be like, there you have it, folks.
Damn. All right, well,
you have
good thing him and I are both not going to be doctors or nurses.
you know what? Take him. He volunteers his tribute.
Fuck. Well,
so diving
I still would do that.
Love.
No, of course.
So diving into the episode, the first thing I have to say right off the bat, watching the season 6 finale of Grey's Anatomy is like watching a masterclass in drama. Like, if you want to be
absolutely.
Dramatic, if you want to be the absolute most, if you want to be over the top, that is that. There was not one stone left unturned in the drama department in that episode. Every
absolutely.
Second was filled with the like highest of dramas.
What I love about it is that you like they set it up to where it's like a couple episodes before you meet the guy. So for those of you who don't know, it's the episode that I'm sure you've all heard of. It's the shooter in the hospital. And they set it up with this like man who loses his wife due to a complicated surgery that they convinced him to do. And then he loses his wife. And like that, you think that that's like the end of the plot line. Cause that's usually what happens. The spouse dies,
yeah.
They're really sad. And then they go home and that's the end of the episode. And then suddenly he's back and in the hospital. And for a little bit, you're like, okay, why is he back? Like, why is he back? And then suddenly,
out of
someone just gets
nowhere,
shot.
Out of literally,
and you know,
I like gasped out. I jumped so high the first time that happened. I like audibly went, ah! Like, it scared the crap out of me. Also, cool thing,
and it's somebody
that guy is also plays like the like head of security like in the West Wing. Like he's like is like the of all high clearance and like protects the president in the West Wing, and then this he's like the threat, which I just think is a cool
so
parallel
much.
Yeah,
he's in so much. But it's like, and it's a character that you don't expect to die to. Not that she was like important, but it was the intern Reed. And like, you don't, like, she didn't really do much for the plot, but like, she just came on the show. And she's kind of like interesting enough where you like want to know more about her, but she's not so interesting that you're like, I'm obsessed. She's just there for you to be like, oh, okay, cool. And then suddenly she's just like, look, I don't have the time to
and
gunshot to the head. And you're like, what the fuck? And then it's like from then on, you're just like, you don't breathe.
Well, because right after that, Karev walks in and goes, what the hell is going on? And then he shoots Karev in the stomach, and that hurts when Karev gets
shot. Alex Elizabeth Karev.
Well, the other thing that's crazy is as this was like beginning the episode, I was just reflecting on how much I hated most of the new people from what's the
Mercy West.
Mercy West. I was like, honestly, like the dynamics of these Mercy West people are like bullshit. Like they have to go or like something.
Shauna said, I've heard your feedback. I'm killing
them. And they literally killed almost all of them. And I was like, oh my God. I was serious, but they didn't have to go like that.
Were you shocked?
Did you know that Izzy was supposed to die in the shooting?
Wait, why didn't she?
Because she stopped coming to filming.
That's why they gave her that like stupid like
goodbye
on the bench.
She's literally, what a brat. Anyways, Matt, were you like, how shocked were you?
I was definitely shocked. You can also all tune into CJ's TikTok where he filmed an entire reaction of me throughout the entire episode. And
it has like 72,000 views.
It's actually pretty wild. Like a lot of people are like, oh my God, this is insane. And I was fully in shock. I was stressed. I was standing up. I wasn't sure what was going to happen next because the limit did not exist.
No, it did not.
As Katie Heron once said.
And like, it wasn't even, and like, this is the other thing, and it's kind of fucked up, but it's all like stuff that we as people in America, unfortunately, and this is going to be like really deep, but like, we literally, this could happen to anyone in our family. It could happen to us because of the way that the systems are in America with guns. It's literally one of the scariest things. I think about it all the time. I'm like, oh wow, like we could get robbed at a store and someone could pull a gun out and like, period.
Yes, I agree. I think that that episode actually is scarier now than it was when it came out. Like just,
I agree.
I just think that like guns have been like, mass shootings are now such a normalcy that we're like, oh, what got shoot up? This like, and that sounds really insensitive of me to say, but like,
no, I know.
That's why we're all, I'm here for gun control. You know what I mean? Like, it's like right. A huge, huge issue, like in the past couple of years, and like I firmly believe that that episode is way scarier now than it was when it came out. Like, it holds, it like stands that episode.
The yeah. thing that's crazy about that episode, actually, though, is like, because I'm thinking about this right now, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking about it because I just had a conversation with my dad about it, and like, for reference, like, he does not own guns, like, he doesn't want to own guns, he fully agrees that, like, there's no reason for anyone to have to own an assault rifle, like, that's just, it's pointless. But, like, he does definitely have some opinions about gun control and all that, you know. And I believe firmly in, like, very strong gun control. Like, I want full change, full reform, whatever. But I literally just thought in this moment of, like, a devil's advocate kind of thing, like, this man just, like, owned a handgun and was probably a very mentally stable man. Like, what could have prevented him from doing that, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay, yeah. My counter argument to that, just for like the sake of having one, would be that
mm-hmm.
gun control doesn't mean magically that all gun violence will stop, but it means that the percentage of gun violence will go down radically. Like, of course, gun violence is not going to end overnight, but if there are measures in place, like maybe something could, like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be
my... No, you're totally right. I'm just saying, like, this is one of those crazy examples yeah. of, like, you know, when we're talking about, like, gun control and, like, more reform and, like, people are, like, mentally ill, like, when they're getting these guns and, like, you shouldn't be able to get it overnight. But this is probably a man in Seattle, Washington, that was wealthy and owned a big plot of land and had a handgun because he wanted one and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And like he then something tragic in his life and then he came in and did something horrible. And it's crazy that this is one of the examples that is the outlier of what we've been talking about for the past like how many years.
Well, can there be, is there a world in which like if you've gone through something like traumatic, you should have to be like a very tragic loss or a tragic like ordeal that should be included in gun control? Like, he probably should not have been allowed to buy a gun within that period of time after his wife had been died.
Absolutely, you're right. But what if he owned it before?
Well, no, because he said at the end of the episode, "I went to the store and you're bought right. it because you're they right. had a sale right. on bullets." Can you believe that you can just walk into a superstore and buy
you're
a
right.
gun? He had I totally forgot about that. And
I totally forgot about that.
Mouth open. Also, I have a lot of thoughts about the
damn
end.
Shonda is so smart because she did that shit on purpose.
I know, and I have so many thoughts about the end. Like, okay, but I won't like go through anything. Okay, let's go through the episode. So Karev gets shot, and he like crawls into the elevator, which I think is so smart because obviously someone will come down, you know what I mean? And like the elevator
that's where
will
I would
open.
Go. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. At first.
Yeah. Wait,
true.
What happened?
But, oh, go ahead.
No. I had nothing to say. You go.
Oh, okay. So my memory is, so on full disclosure, I'm like at probably in the teens of season 7 episodes. Like I'm like 13. Episode 13 or something of season 7. So it's a little bit in the past, but Karev gets shot immediate. Well, first of all, the interns all literally like bam, bam, bam. Or sorry, not the interns. The interns from. Why do I keep forgetting
so
the name of the hospital?
Basically, just Reed at first because.
Yeah.
Because then Karev gets shot and then April walks in on
the. Oh, right, yeah. right.
But before that, Christina
but they all get
is in the
down.
Elevator.
Then. Major character Karev is the first.
Well, and then he goes into the elevator with Christina, and you think that Christina is about to get shot, but then she was helpful towards him.
Correct.
And you like go, so you kind of have this like thing in your brain where you're like, oh, he's only shooting the people who are rude to him, like that kind of thing.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
And then do we move right into Mandy Moore, who like is randomly in the episode, and they're and then in that moment I was like, oh, this is us, period. Like that's how she gets it.
Yeah, that's how she booked.
She won an Emmy for her this role on Grey's Anatomy.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah. I think that's when Bailey won hers too.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's insane.
Yeah, she won like,
well, so I feel like that's like the sub story of this major episode was like Dr. Bailey with the intern who likes
Reed.
Izzy? Question mark?
No, Reed. Who likes Reed, but Reed was already dead and they didn't know because he says,
and
if you see Reed, can you tell her that I always like was like in love with her?
Right.
And it's sad because Bailey's like, yeah, I'll tell her, but she's already dead.
And is Reed the one that looks like she should be in Twilight? Like yes. A sibling
yes.
in Twilight?
Yes.
Yes.
Totally. She yes. looks like a pixie.
Yeah. So April finds Reed's dead body and, like, is in shock and goes up to Dr. Shepherd, who's, like, now acting head chief of the hospital, and just starts spewing off that monologue. She's like, I've slaughtered all those pigs, and so I've seen a lot of blood. And he's just trying to, like, get out of her, like, what the hell is happening? And she's mm-hmm. like, Reed was shot. She died. And so then Dr. Shepherd, like, Derek, that's his name, Derek, like starts like
ugh,
okay like trying to find like what do we do, what is protocol, and then in the end it's to literally shut down the hospital with everyone inside, nobody in or out, so people yeah. are kind of just trapped in where they are, and that means Callie is trapped with Arizona and Lexi.
Oh yeah,
oh right,
yeah, and that was at the time when
at
they were
Peds.
Not together because baby reasons.
Oh my god. Wow.
Yeah.
What? I feel like I'm missing
oh, yeah.
something else that's like major.
I forgot that happened because I remember when I was rewatching it with Matt, I was like, oh, wow. I forgot that like Callie and Arizona like are just like collateral damage. Like they don't ever, they're not ever involved with the shooter. And then I'm wrong, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that, in the lockdown, they're like with Mandy Moore, and Bailey and Charles, one of the interns, are in the room, and the guy like comes in, and Bailey and Charles hide, and Mandy Moore like pretends to be dead, and then Charles like makes noise in the bathroom. He comes out and says, "Are you a surgeon?" He's like, "Yeah," and then he shoots him, and then he finds Bailey, pulls her out from under the bed, and is like, "Are you a surgeon?" She's like, "I'm a nurse," and then he's like, "Okay, sorry for the mess," and like leaves, and then Charles is there like bleeding all over the place, and she is trying her goddamnedest to save this boy's life.
Right.
Like, oh my god.
And also like the drama of having your doctor be like, "Hey, pretend to be dead." Like, oh,
the trauma.
Like that's like, again, the whole episode is like, for me, okay, I can fully see myself. Apologies, there is a siren if the audience can hear that. If it were me, I could see myself. Okay. I could see myself in any of those scenarios. And like, if I were to be at a hospital, God forbid, and this were to happen, and my doctor said, "Pretend to be dead, there's a shooter," I'd be like, "Oh my God. Like, that's terrifying."
I don't know if I could do it.
Neither can I. Yeah, but you would have to.
It's like fight or flight.
I flight. I run.
She's asthmatic.
You have asthma?
Yes. I can't hold my breath for... Oh, my God. Is that why? I can't hold my breath for very long?
Yes,
for real?
Jamie.
Well,
yes.
Your lungs probably just, like, they don't fill up with enough air.
That,
like,
little baby Jamie Jew lungs.
Oh, damn. My... I'm having so many revelations tonight. Wow. Anyways.
Damn it.
So that...
That was traumatic. That was a major moment. And... Do we skip right to his death?
No. So then after that.
Sorry, spoilers.
No. Everything's fine. So after that, they're like in. So like Lexi is with Sloane and they're like, "What the hell's going on?" And then one of the nurses is like, "Sir, you can't be walking. There's a shooter." And then he fucking shoots the nurse and everyone starts screaming. And Sloane like throws himself over Lexi to try to protect her. And then they try to get to the elevators. God. And then Karev is passed out, blood everywhere.
And right, like, and then Lexi, oh my God, he's dead. And, right.
And then they get him, and then Sloane is like, "I'm trying to save him. You need to, like, calm him down. Shut him up. We have to, like, stop this bleeding. It's not like the bullet didn't come out, like, blah, blah, blah." And so then they're trying to save him, and Lexi's, like, freaking the fuck out. And Sloane is like, "You gotta get it together, and we have to save him." So then they're trying to save Karev, and that's that on that. So that happened. And then.
But the tea is that Lexi and Karev are sleeping together, and Mark and Lexi are broken up.
Right.
I hate that. I hate that Lexi and Karev are together. I hate it. I don't like them together.
Oh, I kind of liked it.
No. Here's the thing about Karev with me right now. When can he find a chick or guy, but a girl probably for the sake of America watching Grey's Anatomy? Where is his perfect woman? Like, every other person has, like, their person that they, like, do life with, break up, try again, do it again, try. And Karev's like, "I have sex with girls randomly sometimes."
Because he has to have an arc.
Okay, when is his arc?
Right now, he has the best arc in all of Grey's Anatomy, I'm telling you.
Okay, Karev? Well, I have yet to see it, but I know is...
Only in season 7. There are 17 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karev.
Yeah, I do.
I also want to know what his specialty is, because he's literally doing peds. He's also in... Jamie, you are grinning... like so wild that I'm like, oh God, there must be something that she knows that I don't know. But that's okay, because here's the thing. Again, I literally live under a rock, so there's no possible way that I'm going to find any of these spoilers, because that's just not how I watch TV.
Who is it that just started?
The blonde girl who's taking over.
No. Our friend that just started watching Grey's Anatomy. Don't we know somebody?
Oh, Delilah.
Oh yeah, our friend Delilah.
Hi, Delilah, if you're listening to this.
Who we literally know because she shops at Lululemon and we love her dog.
But this is the other tea. She doesn't really shop at Lululemon. Her dog just comes into Lululemon every day. And so we love her and her dog, West. Hi, West.
But now we're friends. She's been giving me puppy advice. But anyway, she just started watching it and she's in the same boat. She doesn't know anything that happens.
We were talking about it and we were like, how do we not know anything about this show?
That's
and
good.
I was like, I know, but also like.
I wish I didn't. I knew so many of the deaths before they happened.
Because of Cindy?
Well, because of my mom, but then also, like, I remember one time I went into my ballet class in college. I know. My friend Janelle goes, Gay. I'm like, I walked in and I was like, oh my God, I'm really overwhelmed because I just started watching Grey's Anatomy and blah, 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 blah. And then Janelle goes, oh my gosh, have you gotten to the part where this person dies yet? And I went, what? And she was like, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yikes.
So when, you didn't know about that.
No, I was in my dorm room alone watching one of the finales and sobbing so hard I was making noise because someone was dying. And a friend of mine who lived down the hall came in and was like, hey, you want to go grab some? Oh my God, are you okay? And I was like, it's just Grey's Anatomy. And she's like, oh, been there. I'll give you some time. And then like left. Like it was, yeah, it was, I wish I knew. So that way I didn't feel it so hard. Anyways, so yeah, so Karev is shot and they're trying to save him. They found him and now they're like trying to save him. And he's like, you got to eat more bacon. You got to live your life. And it was heartbreaking when he's like, Izzy, you came back for me. Don't leave me again. And then Lexi's there and she's like pretending to be Izzy to like give him some comfort.
Because she's blonde.
Right.
Heartbreaking.
Which is like heartbreaking. Also, as a viewer, I was literally like, God, we got to let Izzy go. But I'm glad that, like, they had that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Izzy, just knowing her, like, the actress, like, Katherine Heigl's, like, backstory and, like, all, like, just her, like, bitchiness, it makes me not even, like her character. Like, I can't, like.
I agree.
Yeah, I just
I'm so fine without her. And it's funny because you can tell that in the beginning stages they were like, this is going to be the it girl. She is the character.
No, and no, she turned out to be a witch. Which is fine,
not a witch.
But maybe not.
Come on, anyways, witch.
Yeah. So then they're like Meredith and Christina are like wandering the freaking hospital, and Derek is like, "What the hell are you guys doing?
There's a shooter." Nuts.
And they were like, "Wait, what?" So then they were hiding, and Derek is like, "I'll come back for you guys." And then they're like, "I can't handle this anymore. I'm out of here. I have to go. Like we're gonna go find whatever." Blah, 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 blah. And then they're out there, and then the shooter keeps asking, "Where's the chief? Where's the chief? Where's the chief?" And it's Derek. And then the shooter's like, "Oh, I found you." And like they're trying to like. Derek and, like, the shooter are, like, talking, and Derek is, like, trying to, like, talk him down. What?
I don't know if we're going to keep this in the episode, but literally Jamie hung up on us through FaceTime, so.
This is not my fault. When you listen to this and edit this, just know this is not my fault. Not my fault!
L-O, he literally went, that always happens.
That is not my fault. Anyways, and you'll hear me talking about it when you listen back to this recording. I talk directly to you, CJ. Okay,
great.
Okay, so then he's like, where's the chief, where's the chief, where's the chief? And then Derek is, like, trying to, like, talk him down. And, like Meredith and Christina are, like, watching the whole thing. And Christina's, like, trying to shut Meredith up because she's going to do something drastic and because she's pregnant. Oh, yeah, she's pregnant. And then... Oh, yeah. What I'm talking about, drama upon drama upon drama. So then they like he like puts the gun down and you think that he's not gonna shoot Derek, and then April Kepner walks in and she's like, hi, I can't believe. And then he picks up the gun, shoots Derek, Meredith screams, and then that's the end of the first episode.
That's the other thing that pissed me off is that number one, and I'm telling you this, so I will stand by this.
Tell me.
CJ's been literally telling me, oh my God, April is not it. She is not it for me. And he's like, I know, babe, like, you gotta give her more time. I'm like, here's the thing. Her introduction, trash. Okay? Season 6 finale, she's annoying. Season 7... spoilers, nothing happens for her. There's no, she's done not one thing where I'm like, there's, you know what, girl? You win.
Her monologue of her being like, my name is April Kepner, I'm 28 years old, and blah, 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 is the reason why I watched Grey's Anatomy. Like wow. That monologue.
I mean, okay.
Amazing.
It's also like, I swear to you, she has one episode where it's a flip. You're just like, ah.
Wait, CJ, no.
And that's
one?
What I'm here for you.
Text it
Wait,
to me.
You can make eye contact.
Boards.
Oh.
Oh, that is when she gets good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, and you know what? My thing is, I know that it's going to happen, and like, I will celebrate April. Like, I'm not one of those people that I'm like, she's canceled forever. But I am like, well, I mean, April girl, like, what are you doing right now?
Yeah, she takes a really long time to grow on you.
And that's fine. Like, I have all the time in the world to fall in love with April, but right
okay.
now I'm like,
okay. It's okay. She is really annoying at first. She is. She is. She's annoying at first. all of the best people you have to start off hating. I firmly agree.
This is true.
Like,
this is true.
I'm diehard about that. Oh my god, so also, cute, the puppy. Okay, yeah, so the puppy after is that,
literally
so cute.
Staring at himself.
So after that episode, Derek is shot. How are you feeling? Like, let's get, like, all of this out there before we go into the other part.
I was honestly, and I truly...
You're being honest?
Mean no. No, I'm being so honest. Like, if Derek were to die, I would be like, eh, all right.
So...
Like, rename the hospital after Derek. You know that we're going to find someone underneath him that is going to do brain surgeries better than him. It's probably going to be Meredith. And wow, I would have been like, that's a great story. We can make that work. But I knew they could not let Derek die because Meredith and Derek are going to be married. They're going to have a kid. It's going to be incredible. Like, I know that's how I think it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But did I have anxiety waiting my 30 seconds to watch the next episode?
Something yes. You need to know about Matt watching Grey's Anatomy too, and I think I might have said this, but like,
oh yeah, you did.
Literally, like, he will jump to the quickest conclusion so fast.
I'm like, an airplane's gonna fall into the hospital and pick him up.
It's literally like, it'll literally be like Callie will like walk out the door and he'll be like, she's dying. And you're like, what?
Okay, but also
she just breathed. Like, what do you mean? Like, so, like, at the end of that, he was literally like, Derek's dead. You know what? And he always has, like, a reason. He's like, Derek's dead. You know what? Honestly, he was on his way out. I knew that literally at the beginning of the season.
And then
I
tries to reason with, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's just how my brain works. And honestly, it entertains me more because inside, I firmly develop a plot line. And then when I watch the reality of what actually happens, I'm more gooped and gagged because I firmly believed myself and had no reason to believe it other than my own opinion. So, like, yeah. Long story short, absolutely. When he got shot, I was like, oh, fuck. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
And then episode part two.
Part two. So part two starts. Derek is shot. Okay. Meredith and Christina are, like, screaming in, like, the little room. And... Christina's if you want to get to him, you're going to have to get through me. There's a shooter out there. And Meredith fucking throws Christina against the wall into the shelves and runs after Derek. And she's shot. And she's like, live, 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 live. And so Christina's like, I'm going to go find Owen and Teddy. They have to be down here. Oh, yeah. So them in the first episode, they're with, like, a patient that was, like, having, like, in, like, huge heart surgery. So they finish the heart surgery.
Oh, yeah.
The patient is septic. And they're like, we have to get him to whatever. And then Avery's like, no, we can't go. Like there's a shooter. And Owen's like, you tell me this now? And then he's like, I'm just following orders. So then...
Ew, Owen's so annoying.
Owen,
also, do you remember when you were like, I can't lead this episode because I don't really remember what happens?
I know. And preface, Jamie like literally, I was like, maybe just pull up the Wikipedia page because like it might help you. It's been a while for all of us. Meanwhile, you are driving the bus, girl. You are driving our bus.
She's literally installing the bus. She's like,
she is the blueprint for the bus.
You knew septic.
I would have been nervous.
He's dying.
I was really nervous because I'm like dripping sweat in this like closet because I've been in here for hours and I thought that you were gonna like lead it. So I didn't really think I would have to do anything. I thought I could just relax, but when I knew that I wasn't, I was like, okay, I have to be on. I have to turn it on now. Okay.
You need to step up.
And I did. So then now they're trying to like get their patient out into like they like called the ambulance. Now there are ambulances at the hospital that they're trying to get the patients to so they can get the treatment that they need. So Owen and Teddy are trying to get out of the fucking building without getting shot by the shooter, obviously. So Christina is on her way to like find them to do the surgery, and then she like someone opens the door and she thinks she's going to get shot, and it's Avery comes out and Avery's like, what the hell are you doing? You know there's a shooter. And she's like, I know, Derek was shot. Where are Teddy or Owen? And then he was like, they're gone. And she's like, is there a surgeon on this floor? And then Avery just looked at her and it's just like, there are two nurses in there. April, tell them to get the blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, we're going in for surgery.
Oh, right.
And then they're like, who's the surgeon? And Christina's like, I am. And then you're like, oh my God, she's going to do the surgery on Derek.
Which is like, honestly, again, a great arc for her because we're waiting for a moment where she gets to finally boss up because we all know that she is the most ready to just step into the role.
Yeah. Yep.
But has never gotten an opportunity, and the only way that she can get one is through trauma. Yes. Like, that's the only way that it was going
to
happen.
Yes. Someone important needed to get shot, and she needed to be the only one who could save them. Absolutely.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. So it just makes the most sense, and I'm so happy that she has this opportunity.
Me too.
But what
a cool moment for Jackson, too, in this episode, because he's, like, it was his idea to, like, stop the heartbeat and be like, he's dead.
We haven't gotten there yet.
To, like...
Oh. Yeah, we're not even there yet. They're not on the table yet.
I will say,
I'm really upset if I get sick.
Love Jackson.
I literally
Jackson.
Told you.
Ugh, you do?
Jackson's you one of the don't? Best.
Oh my gosh,
it's just
so
because
dreamy.
America loves him. Oh my god, oh my god.
He's so dreamy.
I'm literally horse girl in junior high. Everyone's like, I have a MySpace. And I'm like, no, I don't
I never had
make
a MySpace.
One.
Oh, I did.
I did not.
I had
I was a coder. I used to make layouts. I had a layout site.
I'm sorry. You can code and you chose to do theater. You could be a millionaire right now. Okay, we'll talk about that well, later.
Okay. MySpace layout codes are... I just knew that like FFFFF was white.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, anyway, back
this.
To that. So they...
I'm okay. sweating through my shirt.
Okay. You're sweating. I know. You are... I see that you're like wiping your mustache.
I'm like...
Sweat.
I get oh so God. Sweaty like around... Man, why are you calling me out? I'll
implement that a little bit more.
Yeah, I get sweaty right here she and on my back, bitch. Okay? Yeah.
I can tell you're really sweaty.
I know. I can see you wiping off your mustache. Jesus. You know what? Just wait. My back is absolutely drenched. No, this is good. It's like being in a sauna. Anyways. Okay, so then that happens. And then we cut to...
Right.
And then we cut to... Karev is in desperate need of blood. He needs a blood transfusion. And Lexi's like, I'll go get the blood. And Sloane's like, no, I'll go. And Lexi's like, no, you know what you're doing. I'll go. And so then Lexi goes and she finds the blood. And then the shooter is there and he sees her. And he's like, I've been looking for you. You're the
and
one
she is shaking in her boots.
Shaking in her bootstraps. And he's like, you're the one who put the plug on my wife. And now you realize, oh my God, he's killing all the people who were involved in his wife's death. So we all know that the three of them are Lexi, Derek, and Dr. Richard Weber. But he's not there because he's an alcoholic and he's an AA. Okay? And we're like, oh my God. And then you hear a gunshot and you think that Lexi's been shot, but the snipers and like the troops are like in the hospital, like somebody's there,
oh,
and they
so
shoot.
Good.
They shoot him in the shoulder, and Lexi's safe, and she gets the blood out, and like gets it to Karev. But and the shooter has been shot, and you don't know like where or like what or like how he is and shit. And then after that, Owen and Teddy make it out of the building with their patient, and then Teddy's like, you have to choose. You have to choose between me and Christina. Who's it gonna be? You have to choose. I'm like, bitch, there's a shooter in the hospital. There's a shooter
I know.
In the hospital.
I was like, girl.
You have to
also,
like-
side note, Teddy, like, enough. The whole thing.
I think it's so funny that every single time there's someone in a relationship, the other person comes. Like, with fucking Derek, it was what's her face, Addison, and then
Addison.
Like Sloane came, and now it's like fucking Teddy, and now it's hysterical. Anyways, so then that happens, and then Owen is like looking at, and he's like, "Is there any like more doctors come out?" They're like, "No," and then she's like, "He's like, she's still in there," and Teddy's like, "Go, it's okay to choose." So then Owen runs back inside for Christina, and then we cut to Arizona and Callie.
Bailey.
Oh, fucking.
Oh.
Yeah. Bailey. We'll talk about Bailey. Yeah, let's do that one. Bailey, do you want to talk about this? Because I feel like I like telling the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I remember.
No. It's fine. It's fine. You can also like, girl, you can always chime in whenever you need. But Bailey, we cut back to them. She's fanning herself, fans and everyone. She's
don't
fanning her
call
face
me
and
out.
This intense.
Stop it.
No, I'm not. It's not. It's because of how intense we're talking about this episode.
Yeah, that's the reason.
I'm sweating too. No, so Bailey, we cut to her room with Mandy Moore, if we're all aware, Emmy Award winner, both of them for this. Literally, we have a man dying, bleeding out, turning gray on his back, telling Bailey, I'm going to die. And Mandy Moore, Bailey, they're trying, they're scrambling.
They
Bailey's,
dragged him to the elevator.
Well, because at this point, Bailey's like, I gotta get you to more help. We have no one on this floor. And the elevator doesn't work because Didn't they stop it for Kref? Oh, the police.
Yeah, they stopped it for the lockdown because she's like, he needs an OR. We have to get him to an OR. And then Mandy Moore is like, we can't lift him because Bailey's also like, look out there and see if there's anyone else on this floor. If there is, I am going to go get them. And then Mandy Moore's like, no, the security guard, and he's shot. He's dead. He's dead. And so there's just a dead person on the floor with them.
So literally they are at the elevator dragging. Door is not open. Bleeding out, and at this point, he's like, if I'm going to die right now, you need to just let me know. And when Bailey's like, yep.
He was like, don't tell me those lies that we tell everyone else. If I'm about to die, tell me.
And that's when I was like, it was Bailey holding Mandy Moore's hand and Mandy Moore being like, I can't do this, I can't do this. And she's like, we are going to all respect him enough and hold his hand while he dies. And I was like, that is humanity, if I ever saw it.
I think the greatest moment is when she is clearly freaking out and like screaming. And then she like takes that breath, pulls herself together. And she's like, if these are going to be his last moments, they're going to be moments of peace. And like goes.
And we're going to do it together.
Puts his head on her lap, strokes his hair, and is like, yes, you are going to die. And then when he's like, I can't feel pain anymore. Is this bad? She's like, yes, that is bad. You are about to die. And he's just like, that's when he's like, tell Reed I always had a crush on her. And he was like, you never liked me. And she's like, I like you, Charles. And he's like, you were always my favorite doctor. And then his death is sealed.
Passes away.
And it's
and then if you think it is, it's so sad. But the thing about Grey's Anatomy is that they're like, this is sad. And then they're like, moving on. You don't get to think about this because now we're in surgery with freaking Christina.
Really quickly, before we go into that surgery, we're with Arizona and Callie.
The shooter comes in.
Yes, and Pete, and a little girl's appendix has just burst, and Arizona's like, okay, we gotta, like, do something. And then the shooter comes in, and Callie clocks it, and then Arizona throws herself over this child who is wounded and starts muttering to herself, they're only children, they're only children, they're only children. And Callie, he's like, I'm shot. See that he's shot in the shoulder, and she's like, press this to your shoulder, and now you need to leave. And then she saves those kids. Okay, and then she gives him gauze.
And she's like, her hands like shaking, giving him the gauze too.
Acting.
And then we move to our last surgery of the episode.
And so Christina's like, Meredith, you have to stay out here. If you want me to save his life, you have to stay out here. So Meredith and April are sitting down. They can't see anything. Christina's like, I don't want you to look. And then Owen comes in and you see that Christina's in surgery and you're like, and she's like, how's it going? He's like, it's good. And he's like talking very calm and you're like, what the fuck is, like, going on?
Something's weird.
And it's, like, he's about to be, like, pissed at Christina for, like, doing the surgery. He's like, everything's fine. Don't look. I'm just going to go in. And then he walks in. And boom! Christina is doing surgery with a gun against her head because the shooter is in there telling her to stop doing surgery on Derek. And she's hysterical. And she's like, no! And it is the most dramatic thing I've ever seen in my life!
And to think, like, the way that Christina has always participated in medicine, it's like, by the books, I have time, I can take this, I can do that. She's literally like, is surgery worth your life? Like, what a crazy scenario. Like, because
it's not that the surgery is worth her life, it's that it's saving her best friend's her best friend's life is more important than her own.
Right. And but also like taking out of like who is on the table. It's like Christina's always been like, surgeries aren't people. They're just surgeries and math and blah. And
but now it's
like, oh, it's all humanity. It's all human life stuff. So now I feel like the way that Christina looks now is that she views every surgery as like, this is someone. You know?
Yeah.
It was a shift.
Yeah, truly the most, because I forgot that. I forgot that 100% and completely. So when I saw that and I watched that last night, I was like, I like didn't remember anything that happened. And then Owen comes in and he's like, hey, try to do all this. And so Christina's like trying to like do stuff and save him while he's distracted with Owen. And then Meredith sees and comes in and does that whole monologue where she's like, shoot me. I'm his wife. Lexi, that's my sister. Dr. Weber, I'm the closest thing he has to a daughter. If you want to get back, shoot me. And then you see the shooters about to shoot her.
I actually know this monologue.
I just watched it last night. I have a very good memory. So
you really do.
Thank you. Now I'm like all flustered and embarrassed because I was complimented. Oh my God. I'm also just sweating.
Oh my God.
It's okay. You're still sweaty.
Thank you. I need
so it. Meredith. So
yeah. So Meredith
like, down.
Says yes. This beautiful monologue.
And then you see the shooter is about to shoot her. And then Owen goes to like knock out the shooter. And then he shoots Owen. And everybody screams. And then Jackson is like, stop doing the surgery. And Christina's like, no. And Jackson's like, trust me. Put your hands up. And then they both. Christina's like, okay, she trusts him. She puts her hand up, and then he's like, look, the heart is stopping, and the monitor goes, like, blank, and you think Derek is, like, dead, and Christina, not Christina, Meredith is, like, throwing,
I knew they had a plan.
Throwing herself on the floor, sobbing, wailing, and then the shooter leaves, and then quickly they plug back in the heart machine, because all they did was unplug it, and then they started doing the surgery again, and Meredith's like, what? And then Christina's like, can you please go check if Owen is alive? And Meredith's like, what? And then Christina's like, will you save my man while I am saving yours, please? Like, oh my God, I'm the one who just operated with a gun to my head. And then Meredith's like, oh yeah. So then she grabs April, and then they get.
Oh yeah.
So then she grabs April, they get Owen, and it's like, okay, through and through. And Owen's like, I'm fine. And Meredith's like, no, you're not. And then Meredith's like, oh, ow, ow, ow. And April's like, are you fine? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then April, like, Meredith's like, ow, ow, ow. And then April's like, what is wrong with you? She's like, I'm just having a miscarriage. Anyways, Owen, are you okay? And then, like, Meredith had a miscarriage. Fuck. But Owen is fine. And then Dr. Richard Weber doesn't listen to anyone and goes into the hospital to find the shooter and finds the shooter. And then they have that scene. Before I go into it, what did you think of that scene? I've been talking this entire time. You go.
No.
If you're wondering what an audiobook by Jamie Dillon Grossman is like, here it is.
Well, actually, you don't have to wonder. My books are coming out very soon. You can find them on Audible or Amazon. Go on.
It's true. And I'm sure they sound amazing. Although you do alter your voice sometimes, correct? You do alter your voice occasionally.
This is just the episode where Matt calls me out. Yes, I alter my voice. My tea.
It's not shade. It's your business.
My tea book is my natural voice. My baking book is a little bit more youthful. And then my porn book is obviously in a lower register and is my sexy voice. So whatever.
What does that sound like? Give us a little one-liner.
I will not.
That was it.
No, that wasn't it. I will not do it.
No, it's fine. So you're talking about how I felt the last scene was, like, with Weber?
Yeah, because I have thoughts and opinions on it.
I honestly don't really remember it being super dynamic.
I'll tell you what it was. Is that bad? He literally was, like, convincing this man to kill himself.
He's like, I know.
He's like, I only have one bullet left, and I was going to use it to kill you and then myself, and now I don't know what to do because I bought these bullets on sale and I didn't bring all of them, and can you believe I found got Gross. To get this gun at the thing? And then Richard Weber is like, kill yourself, essentially. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's the thing, like, again, like, with this whole thing with the stigma with guns and all this violence and suicide and everything like that, I feel like at this point, it's just cringe to witness these moments like this, because if you put yourself in Weber's shoes, what would you do?
I would never have gone.
And you don't have to
that
answer
hospital.
That. I just, right, exactly. But if you were, it's like, oh my God, like, I would say, honestly, as sad as it is, I would say anything I could to make sure that the people that I love are safe and that hopefully I could save my own life.
Yeah. I mean, that is very true. And I think it is a hard – yeah. Very, very, very true. And you're right. It was just really hard for me to watch.
It is hard.
You know, like him.
It's a little triggering and it's a little like outdated. And it's also just like, oh my God, the plot of like Richard Weber saving the day is just so tired. Yeah.
Well, and I think what they were doing too is making, or at least they were like insinuating and alluding more about how he is a broken man. And like, it's a broken man giving advice to another broken man. So I think that's how I was viewing it.
Yeah, it's just like Weber's.
Exactly. It didn't
always read. Weber's a broken man. Like, I swear to God, it's like season 14 and he's still a broken man. Spoiler. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, not really that much of a spoiler.
But overall, I think I lost 5 pounds and drank 8 bottles of wine during that episode. If that's possible.
So.
It was good. Sorry.
I was just going to say so intense. Go on. I've talked enough.
No. And you're not even ready for more. Jamie, do you think, we're not going to say what season finale it is, but do you think the one that I'm thinking of.
If you can hear it.
The one what?
The one that I'm thinking of, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, not ready for that.
Oh my God.
Actually, that's what?
No, go on.
Did you see what she did?
I saw her fingers move weird. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's good. Do you think that that one is more dramatic?
Okay. I think it is more dramatic because it's a little... This one, the one that we just watched, I feel like is more realistic. Therefore, it's a little bit more scary because it's something that, like, happens, like, more, like... Especially now.
Sure.
The one that we are alluding to, that's the one, by the way, I was crying watching in my dorm room. But that one, I think, is extremely dramatic. But it happens so rarely that it doesn't scare me.
Yeah.
This one scared
I think the one that we're alluding to, though, is sadder.
Yes. I don't want to say. Because
why? I know. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All I'm saying is I'm hooked with Grey's Anatomy. I was talking to my mother about this because she's a big Grey's fan and a This Is Us fan, as all moms normally are. Shout out to all the moms that watch
This Is Us. My mom loves This Is Us.
I love This Is Us, and I'm so sad that I watched all of it, and then the first episode of the COVID episode, which I think like season 5, it's the most recent one, I just stopped because I was like, I can't start crying so much. And like, Grey's Anatomy does a really good job for me. That's like action, drama, I'll cry my heart out. But then I'm also like, I could watch this when I'm like cooking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think
it has a good balance.
Yeah.
Whereas This Is Us, you watch it and you're like, I think I need to journal and like call all my siblings and tell them how much I love them.
I need to journal. Yes, I wiped my sweat away with my shirt.
I was literally like, I'm not going to say anything.
Because I saw you go like this. But my hands. My hands are too sweaty to wipe away the sweat from my mouth. So yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. I sweat like a... I don't even know what I can compare it to. I sweat... CJ, you sweat a lot as well.
I know. We're not talking about me, though.
Okay, whatever. Okay, I sweat so much. Like, I'm not kidding. I don't think that I've... And if anyone... Email their podcast email if you have found a deodorant that works for people that sweat a lot. Please email. Oh, Jamie already knows, so don't email. But if you do,
I don't know. I'm volunteering. I need it too. I literally smell so bad now.
Because I'm like. Okay, so what do you think actually?
So wait, is it smell or is it perspiration?
Mine's perspiration.
I don't smell.
I don't smell. Listen, I started using this natural deodorant that doesn't really
work. No. They don't work. Which natural one, by the way?
Tom's.
We need aluminum. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Tom's never works.
No. Yeah.
Sorry, Tom's. Aluminum.
Yeah, it lasts for like a minute. But Humble, that brand has worked for me, but it gets all over my clothes.
Okay, so this is maybe – can I come on the podcast another week where we talk about like – deodorants and things like that realm umbrella.
I usually use
like what
twice.
Works, what we use, what are
you create that episode.
Okay, I'm gonna create the episode where we talk about the things that we use on our body every day that don't work, but we use them because we should.
That's your dev plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Ew. Such as toothpaste. Because that's also a whole umbrella of things and products.
What? I've been using the organic ones. They don't work.
I mean,
please Crest.
Guys, okay, this is not the episode, but we're going to talk about it.
My dad's a dentist. I use what he gives
me
for free.
Let's bring Bert on.
He sends me free toothpaste and free toothbrushes.
Bert, if you're listening, we're going to talk about the best types of toothpaste.
He's
going to
be like,
listen, I would love a dentist's opinion. There's a lot of toothpaste to pick from. And then maybe we can get the toothpaste to sponsor you guys.
Don't use white strips.
I don't use white strips.
They're bad
for you. I did get that. I have a fake tooth.
They fuck your gums
what
up.
What fake tooth do you have? Show me.
She fell.
No, I did not fall. It was a baby
tooth. Did you get pushed?
No, I didn't get pushed. It was a baby tooth that didn't. Why are you guys assuming that I'm bullied in this scenario that I have a fucking fake tooth? Bitch.
Falls.
I had a baby tooth that didn't have a grown-up tooth underneath it. And then when I got Invisalign, it made it loose. So I got it pulled and had to get a fake tooth in there.
Have I told you about falls? I'll tell you later. It's not worth talking about right now.
It's really.
All right.
Well, I can't wait to watch Grey's Anatomy tonight because now I'm fully.
Matt, what are three predictions that you have for Grey's Anatomy? It can be anything. It can be the most far-fetched thing. It can be a death. It can be a relationship. It can
be a plot. All right. I'll do who I think is going to die next.
Okay.
A great, like my BHAG.
Oh, love a BHAG. Big, hairy, audacious goal.
What I want to see. And then lastly, I'll do where I think a character, like how they'll end, how they'll wrap.
Don't do that because that's kind of like the death one. Do like
a
the
death,
next.
A BHAG and.
Like the next big,
trauma?
Big relationship that's going to
occur.
Flourish.
Okay. First person that I think is going to die next. Ugh.
Cover your face, Jamie.
My hope. This is so fucked. My hope is that it is April. I know she's probably not going to die, but if she died, I'd probably be like, all right, I got to go take a pee.
Okay, great.
But honestly, if I'm going to be really real, it's going to be someone major, but not too major. So probably like Owen or Teddy. Big, hairy, audacious goal that I think I want in the episodes to come. I would like to see Chief Resident be Christina, even though that's probably not too far in the future.
Well, that's a good one.
But I would like to see her do it.
Specific,
yeah,
attainable goal.
It's time for this class to get some movement. And then I think, what was the last one?
Like a relationship that you want to flourish. It can be one person's relationship.
I mean, I want to see Karev have a flourishing relationship. I think we're overdue for it. I also like think it has the least traction right now because like we're alluding to Jackson having a relationship with Lexi, although she's booked with relationships right now.
She's busy.
But yeah, those are my thoughts.
I love those.
Thanks. I love you.
Aw, wait, guys, that was cute.
Oh my god,
love you.
Are you sweating?
You know I'm sweating. You know I'm sweating.
Quit being mean to my friend.
I love Jamie, and she knows that. Also, I'm sweating. Look, you can call me out. We have no fans on or AC.
Yeah, right. But
and this puppy
is
literally
comfy. Oh, he is.
Okay, well, I'm glad you liked that episode. We should have you back on for the finale that we were talking about. So we'll do like another.
Yeah, you'll know when it happens.
Yeah, you'll know it when
you see it. Also, I'll make any cameo y'all ever need. Just
yeah, we'll text have our people call your people.
Yeah, just have your agents call my agents.
We'll have our intern get in touch with you.
Is Carly? It April? Oh.
No, it's Carly.
Oh, right.
It's Carly Dylan Grossman.
Hi, Carly.
No. Oh.
I know her middle name isn't Dylan.
Oh. That's funny.
Is Carly right outside right now?
Yeah, she's in the shower.
I love her.
So she's just known you've been trapped in this closet?
Yes.
Carly and Tanya. All right.
Okay. So, like, if you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea@gmail.com, or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilltea, and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word.
Also, give us a rate. Give us a review.
Don't forget to subscribe. Follow Matthew on Instagram @MattAug.
So close. Matthew Aug. MattheAug, baby.
Yeah, whatever. Follow his dog's Instagram and my dog's Instagram once I make it.
We'll figure that out later.
You're making your dog an Instagram?
One. Me neither.
It's trash.
He's perfect.
Oh my god.
My dog is literally already better than every other dog that's ever existed.
Let's drop the mic from ZJ with the dog thing.
Bye.
Bye.